He sends the 12 out for ministry. He gathered the 12 together and gave them power and authority to expel all demons and to heal all diseases. Then he sent them out to proclaim the good news about the founding of the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Carry nothing with you for the road, neither a staff, nor a food bag, nor bread, nor money, nor even an additional garment. Whatever house you enter, stay in it until you move on from there. If they refuse to welcome you, leave their town and shake the dust off of your feet as a warning to them." So they went out and passed from village to village, proclaiming the good news and healing the sick everywhere. Herod the ruler heard about everything that was happening, and he was bewildered because some of the people were saying, "John the Baptist has risen from death," and some, "Elijah has appeared," and some, "One of the early prophets has risen to life." As for Herod, he said, "John I beheaded, so who is this about whom I hear these things?" And he was wishing he could see him. Jesus feeds 5,000 men miraculously. When the apostles returned, they informed Jesus about everything they had done. Then he took them aside, and they all went off by themselves toward a town named Bethsaida. But people became aware of it and followed him. He welcomed them. Then he taught them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing. Near evening, the 12 came and said to him, "Send the people away to go to the nearby villages and farms so they can find food and somewhere to lodge, because we are in an isolated place here." But he said to them, "You yourselves give them something to eat." They said, "We have no more than 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we were to go and buy food for all of this multitude." For there were about 5,000 men. So he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups with about 50 in each group." So they did so. They had all of them sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up to heaven, and gave thanks to God for the food. Then he divided it and gave it to the disciples to serve the people. They all ate until they were satisfied. Then the disciples picked up what was left over, 12 baskets of pieces. Jesus is greater than a prophet. One time, Jesus was praying privately. Only his disciples were with him. He asked them, "In people's opinion, who am I?" They replied, "Some say that you are John the Baptist, some that you are Elijah, and some others say that you are one of the early prophets who has risen to life." Then he said to them, "And in your opinion, who am I?" Peter replied, "You are the Messiah whom God has sent." Then Jesus warned them sternly against telling this to anyone. He said, "The one who became man must suffer much and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scholars, and be killed, and then rise up alive on the third day." He said to them all, "Whoever wants to be a follower of mine must abandon self, bear his cross every day, and follow me. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it, whereas anyone who loses his life in my cause will save it. What would a person benefit if he gained the whole world but lost his soul or let it perish? As for anyone who is ashamed of me and my message, of him will the one who became man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. I tell you the truth, some of those present here will not die until they see the kingdom of God." A glimpse of the glory of Jesus. About a week after saying this, Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became brilliant white. Suddenly, there were 2 men talking with him, Moses and Elijah. They appeared in glory and were talking about his departure, which he was going to carry out in Jerusalem. Drowsiness had overcome Peter and his two companions, but when they woke up, they saw the glory of Jesus and the two men standing with him. As the two were departing from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, how delightful that we are here together. Let us make three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he didn't know what he was saying. While he was speaking, a cloud came and covered them, and they were frightened when they entered the cloud. Then a voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. They kept quiet and told no one at that time any of the things they had seen. He expels a demon from a boy. The next day, when they came down from the mountain, a huge crowd met them. A man called out from the crowd, "Teacher, I beg you to have a look at my son, for he is my only child. A spirit comes upon him, and he suddenly screams. It makes him convulse and foam at the mouth, and it doesn't leave him until he has suffered injuries. I asked your disciples to expel it, but they couldn't." Jesus replied, "You unbelieving and wayward people, how long will I remain with you and put up with you? Bring your son here." As the boy came forward, the demon threw him to the ground and made him convulse. But Jesus rebuked the evil spirit and healed the boy. Then he gave them to his father, and everyone was amazed at the greatness of God. While everyone was marveling at all that Jesus was doing, he said to his disciples, "Pay attention to this statement. The one who became man is going to be delivered into the hands of people." But they did not understand the statement. Indeed, it was so unclear to them that they couldn't discern its meaning, yet they were afraid to ask him about it. True greatness. Then a dispute took place among his disciples about who was the greatest one among them. But Jesus knew their thoughts, so he took a child and had him stand by his side. He said to them, "Anyone who welcomes this child in honor of my name is welcoming me, and anyone who welcomes me is welcoming the one who sent me. The one who is least among you all is the greatest." John responded, "Master, we saw someone expelling demons by the power of your name, so we tried to prevent him because he's not following you with us." Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him. Whoever is not against you is with you." A Samaritan village rejects him. When his time came to be taken up to heaven, Jesus set out, determined to go to Jerusalem. He sent messengers ahead of him. They went and entered a Samaritan village so that they might prepare what was needed for him. But its inhabitants refused to receive him because he was heading for Jerusalem. So when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, "Master, do you want us to give a command for fire to come down from heaven and burn them up?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then they went to another village. The cost of allegiance to Jesus. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." So Jesus said to him, "The fox has a den and the bird a nest, but as for the one who became man, he has no place to rest his head." He said to another person, "Follow me." He answered him, "Master, first allow me to go bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their dead. As for you, go and proclaim the good news about the founding of the kingdom of God." Another person said to him, "Master, I will follow you, but first allow me to say goodbye to my family." But Jesus said to him, "Anyone who puts his hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God."